We are Be'ezras Hashem learning the last Mishnah in the third parak and the first Mishnah in the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. So let's begin with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Ches. So again, we're in a series of Mishnahs that discusses what halachos that relate to karka kol shehu, that even if you just have the tiniest amount of land, certain halachos become operative with just the tiniest amount of land. For example, we've learned about how if you have a matnas shchiv mira, but you leave over even the tiniest amount of land for yourself, then we assume that it's a valid matana even if you get better. We discussed how it could be that we started the discussion by saying that a shir chiyuv peya could be even with a karka kol shu, writing a prusbul on a karka kol shu, being kona metaltel in agav karka is even with just a karka kol shu. So one last mishnah that relates to karka kol shu, kosim nechasim la'avdo. If a person writes his nechasim over to his eved, he gives his eved everything he owns, so yatsa ben charin. So we assume the eved goes free as well, because the Eved is part of his property, so he's telling the Eved that he gets to acquire himself. But Shir Karka Kolshu Lo Yotze Ben Chorin, if he leaves over a little bit of Karka that he doesn't give to the Eved, then the Eved is not Yotze Ben Chorin. There is a critical Girsa issue over here in the Mishnah. The way the Mishnah reads in the text I have in front of me is HaKosev Nechasav La'avdo. However, in the Rav, in the Bartanur, in the Dibra Maskel over here, it says HaKosev Kol Nechasav La'avdo, that he's writing over all of his nechasim to his eved. So in Tosfos Rav Kivegri, he makes the point that Ayin Rash Baran Perigalv the Gittin Shekasu Dum Lo Kasav Blashem Kol Nechsei. If he doesn't say a lashon of Kol, then the eved is not included because he's not giving everything to the Eved. But if he gives Aval Benosin la'acher, Avshe Kosav Rak Nichsei L'Ploni Gam Eved B'chlal, that's only when it's giving to the Eved. But if you were giving it to somebody else, he doesn't have to say Kol. If you were giving his property to somebody else, if he just says Kosev Nichasav Li'acher, then the Eved would be included. But when you're giving to the Eved himself, you need to say Kol Nichsei to be Marbe, that the Eved is included as well. That's what that's the diuk that that Rabbi Kivager makes, that it's kosev kol nechasav la'avdo, and that's how the Rishonim write. Now, but if he's Mishayer Karka Kol Shu, then the Eved does not go ben chorin, the Eved does not go free. Why not? So the Rav explains, because whatever he left over, we assume that the Eved also left, I mean, if he left something out of the gift, then we have the right to assume he also meant to leave the Eved out of the gift as well. And when he said kol nechasav lach, it's going on all the other nechasim, as the Bartanur explains, lechanufe lekaasiv lo shichrei. He was just coming to flatter the Eved and make the Eved feel good, but he was not actually freeing the Eved. And even if, says the Bartanur, he doesn't have any other nechasim other than the Eved and the karka that he left out. So what else could he have meant he's giving if he said, I'm giving you all my nechasim except for this piece of karka, but he's got nothing but the Eved and the karka? Still yotza, lo yotza lecheiros. The Eved still would go free, says the Bartanura. The kivadei meskayim dibur kol nichsei da asa chutz ubatalei to lo palgina dibura v'ava batal legamri v'lo kana lo atzmo v'lo nechasim. He says he still wouldn't go lecherus because since you cannot be mekayim the dibur of kol nichsei, all of my nechasim, because the chutz, when he says chutz mikarka ploni, it's mevatel the kol nichsei. We don't say palgina dibure, and that we listen to half of a sentence and not the other half. No, so there's statement is completely batel, and therefore the Eved does not go free. So again, Tanakama says, if you give all of your nechasim to your Eved, the Eved goes free, but if you leave out any amount of karka, even a karka kol shehu from the matana that you're giving to the Eved, then the Eved does not go free. Rabbi Shimon Omer, back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, li olam hu ben charin ach yomer kol nechasim nesun l'ish ploni avdi chutz me'echem miribo shabahem. That really the Eved will always go free unless you don't identify what you're leaving out. Meaning, if you leave out just a particular percentage, 1/10,000th of your property, and you don't identify which piece of property you're leaving out, then we assume that you're leaving out the Eved and that the Eved is not going to go free. But whenever you identify which piece of property you're leaving out, then we assume that the Eved is included in the gift. That is Rabbi Shimon's opinion. The Eved is worth more than 1/10,000th of your property. So says the Bartanur, v'lo pirish mahu mishayer. If you say, echem ribo, you don't say what what you're leaving out. We assume that the Echad Miribo that you said is a reference to the Eved. And we assume that you treat the Eved, you view the Eved as if he's only worth 1/10,000 of your property, even though in reality he may be worth a lot more. The Bar Tanur concludes that ain halacha k'Rabbi Shimon, that we assume la halacha not like Rabbi Shimon. In the Mishnah Achrona on the bottom of the page, Chutz Me'echon Meribo to Baha Dover Mochiach to La Eved Neskavin, when he says except for 1/10,000th, it must mean the Eved. She'ein lomer de l'shayer li'atzmo miktsas ba de Dover Muat kezel lo chazimidi. Says it can't mean, meaning he must mean the Eved. Says Mishnah Achrona, it's not just that he might mean the Eved; it's that he must mean the Eved when he leaves out 1/10,000th of his estate. Because why would you keep 1/10,000th of your land? It's obviously not worth anything to you. So obviously, when he said 1/10,000th, he must mean something that is a davar chashuv. But what's a davar chashuv that could be 1/10,000th? Well, if your eved is viewed as 1/10,000th, or it's a way of referring to the eved, that's still considered to be a davar chashuv. Good. So that ends the third parak of Maseches Peah. Now we begin the fourth parak of Maseches Peah. So the Mishnah describes how Peah is given, how it's distributed. So we know you leave the corner unharvested in the field, and then the Aniyim are supposed to come and take it. But does it always have to be that way? Let's say you want to start a distribution center where you distribute the Peah. So Peah Nitenes b'mechubar lekarka, the Peah is given from that which is mechubar lekarka, meaning the Pasuk says lani v'lager tazov, so you're supposed to just leave it for them, and they're supposed to come and take it themselves. Meaning if it meant that you're supposed to give it, then it should have said the Tosfos points out have matzil memor yihyeh, from the fact that it says ta'azov, it implies you're supposed to just leave it there and they're supposed to take it. In the Mishnah Rishon, he writes nira du'a din olos v'shichchas kama demidi hutayma el miduchsiv ta'azov hanaf v'tayim v'kulu ta'azov k'sibu, that any matana la'aniyim that says the lashon of ta'azov means that you're supposed to leave it and the aniyim are supposed to come collect it by themselves. Fine, b'dolos u'bedekel. However, if it's a dullis or a dekel, a grapevine that grows high up on a tree, that's wound up on a tree, gefen amudlus algabe eitzim algabe ilonos, says the Bar Tanura, or it's a dekel, which is also a very tall tree, so then you can't let the aniyim climb the tree and start fighting each other out for it, because that's going to be dangerous. So what you need to do is you need to cut down all the fruits and then distribute it to the aniyim after you've taken it down from the tree. Rabbi Shimon Omer af bechalike agozim. Rabbi Shimon says chalike agozim are similarly in that category of that which you have to take down from the tree. If you look in the Melecha Shlomo, he points out that v'tarti kamashmalon chadosh yanichena b'mechubar v'yizku be'etzim v'kashim v'chadosh yanichena lefneihem v'yavozu osak kiritzonam. That number one, the meaning the idea of leaving it, just leaving it for them. When Melech Shlomo points out, the idea of just leaving it for them means that whoever's stronger is going to win, right? They're going to fight over it. The people will come to take, and whichever ani called the olim gavar, whichever ani is stronger is going to take it. So that's a double chiddush. Number one, that you leave it b'mechubar, and they'll have to take it from the eitzim and from the kashim. And number two, that you leave it in front of them, and they'll take however they want to take it. That there is no rules. It's just whoever comes and grabs and takes whatever he takes. So there are no real rules involved in who gets what. Afilu tishim v'tisha omrim l'chalik v'echad omr lovuz l'zeh shomen shomer ka'alacha. Not only that, let's say there's a dispute among the aniyim, and 99 out of the 100 aniyim say we would rather it be distributed in an orderly fashion, and one of them says no, I want to go in and grab like a chaya, like it's a shul kiddush after a long davening, after Rosh Chodesh benching davening or something. I want to go and and grab like a with all my force. So that one guy is the one we listen to, because what he's saying is actually kahalacha, because the halacha is tazov, and the Tosyanto points out even a greater chiddush. Vafilu hu bari v'chazak yosim chaverov. Even if he has a vested interest in saying that he wants to fight it out, because he's stronger than everybody else, ochal yosim ehem, or he's someone who eats more than everybody else, so he's going to be able to grab more for himself. Still, we listen to him because what he is saying is in fact the halacha. So, to quickly review what we learned today, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, we learned that if a person says that he's giving all of his nechassim to his eved, then his eved goes free. But if he's mishayer kol shehu, then we have a machlokas. Tanakama says the eved does not go free. Rabbi Shimon says he does go free unless you don't identify that karka kol shehu. If you don't identify that karka kol shehu, then even Rabbi Shimon would agree that the eved does not go free. Then in Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, we said that really the way payah should be distributed is not by being distributed at all, but by being left there. But there are a couple of exceptions. If it's a very high tree and people are going to, it's going to be dangerous if people fight over it, so then you're allowed to, then you should distribute the payah rather than leave the payah for people. And if the aniyim themselves have a dispute whether it should be left or whether it should be distributed properly, we listen to whoever says that it should be left there, because even if they're in the significant minority, because what they are saying is actually correct, lahalacha. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis.